Crash course for the rails. It's a driving Saturday. Young the foreman, great at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. Tight enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Personate the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, the bureaus of blood, the raging men. With snorting head he gazes to the shore. Once that rage to see the rage no more. Like the video film. But you know she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh, like to the wonder kid, and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know. Driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday. It's a
WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravers show. Thank you, Sue, for a wonderful something about the woman. And today I'm going to do something a little different. I usually don't feature this much of one band or artist unless someone dies. Thank goodness no one's died. No one close to me or that I worship or anything. But some of these guys I'm going to play today, I worship. And I'm going to see them live this Thursday. Yes, I'm talking about the Rolling Stones. No, I didn't pay thousands. I simply looked on Ticketmaster yesterday, or no, day before yesterday, just to see what they were asking. $69.50. Now, I said, you know, I've seen the Stones multiple times, never paid over $50 to see them, and I've been saying for years, I'm not paying over $50 to see a band. I said that to Bootleg Dan. He goes, oh, yeah? I can't imagine what he pays for tickets, but he goes, would you pay $100? I thought about him, like, the Rolling Stones, probably the last time they're gonna tour. I mean, they're all 80. Yeah, I'd pay $100. So when I saw $69.50, I hopped on it. Got a couple of tickets. One for me, one for a date. I don't know who that date is going to be yet. Maybe if you're sexy enough, I'll take you. 855-915-9636. I'm Brian. So anyways, I posted that online, and I got my tickets for $69. Some people seem like they were getting angry with me. One guy says, I paid $6.50 in 1972. And now you gotta pay thousands. I go, did you read the whole post? I paid $69. And you paid $6.50 over a half century ago. A half century, Elka. See her, she's amazed. What? You get over here on the mic. When are we going to get Elka on the mic? I don't know. I need someone to talk to over here. She just stares at my back. How's my back look? Okay, she's coming over. So that was some pretty funny stuff. I went back and forth with a couple of people on Facebook about my cheap tickets. And then just a couple hours after that, they're like that for a while. I kept checking. I even told that guy, I go, go look right now. You can get them for the same price I did. Couple hours later, they were like up to, I don't know, $150 or something. And I don't have no idea what they are right now. Yesterday, Ticketmaster emails me and asks if I'm sure I can make it to the show. They would be happy to buy the tickets from me if I can't make it. They want to buy them back. So, you know, here's what I'm thinking. That was a fluke. And somebody got chewed out over at Ticketmaster. Was yelled at, you go get those tickets back or you're fired. We sent out a bunch of emails to the people who bought them for $69. That's the scenario in my head. Anyways, it's pretty funny. I mean, I've never seen anything like that. Ticketmaster emailing me. Like, can we have our tickets back? We'll pay you. I should have been like, well, will you pay $200 for them? How about $300? Oh, God. Like I was saying, Rolling Stones are going to play an hour and a half of the Stones. You may get a little of my banter in between. And if my banter annoys you, tell me. 855-915-9636. I want to hear it. I'm going to start with a classic. This is live from the LA Forum, 1975. you can't always get what you want unless you're a DJ at WMFO and you get exactly what you want, because I'm doing it right now.
At her feet with a footloose man. Now you can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. Station. Get out.
Yeah.
It's the Rolling Stones!
Well, no. What was he going to do next?
I was going to do nothing. Keith is going to sing for you now. Oh, yeah. Completely on his own with a song that he wrote called Happy.
Oh, he is he? He's going to sing Happy? You know what? I had something else queued up. But we'll make Keith sing Happy. How's that? So, you know, hey, it works. Mick just said he was going to sing it. And Elko likes that idea. I'm going to go on Facebook shortly, see if anybody is listening. And how you like it. What's your favorite Stone song? Requests, all that. I'll get on Facebook soon. And happy boom, 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 boom. We want a live one, don't we? How about live at Madison Square Garden? 2000 something. It's cut off. It looks like maybe 2003. Did they tour 2003? I don't know. Let's just hear it. Right, Brian? You idiot.
Thank you.
do a Keith Threefer.
I see his.
Keith Threefer, you say? Yes.
Hey, babe, what's in your eyes? A sword and flash it like airplane lights. You fill my cup, babe, that's for sure. Must come back for a little more. You got my heart, you got my soul, you got the silver, you got the gold, you got the diamonds from the mine. Well, that's alright. It'll buy some time. Kitchen door. You
This board is all different. Here we go. Oh. There you go, babies. Don't you love when Mick sings like that? Oh, yeah. Hand it there. I don't do it justice, huh, Elka? No. Yes, we are doing a Rolling Stone special here today on the Crash Course for the Ravers. It's not my usual thing. We usually cater to the punks, the glam rockers, grungers, if you will. Garage rockers. And any rock and roll that's great. Heck, I'll play Chuck Berry. But not today. It's the Stones. And the reason why, they're coming to town. They're coming to my town. No, I don't live in Foxborough. They're coming to my state. And I'm going to meet them there. So I'm very excited about that. This will be show number 5 for me. Figured it out. I thought I went more than that. No. 5. I'm honest. I am the most honest DJ besides Howard Stern. You laugh. The man is honest. Did you ever listen to him? That's what made it so good. He just said what he felt and... Yes. I admit it. I like Howard a lot. And so what do I... What was I going to do? Oh, yeah, I had an idea. Bootleg Dan, knowing we both share a great love of the Rolling Stones. And like his name says, he owns lots of bootlegs. I don't know how he gets these bootlegs. I don't think he's recording them on his own. I don't. He collects them somehow. But these are bootlegs. They're written on with a Sharpie. The one I'm looking at, it says Fort Worth Express, 62472. Turd on the Run. I know that's a song by them. I think that's on Exile, yeah. Turd on the Run, Killer Show. I don't think the whole CD is Turd on the Run. So what I've decided is like between every couple of songs that I actually know what I'm going to play, it's almost going to be like a wild card. I'm just going to throw in a Bootleg Dan Rolling Stones bootleg and then see how quickly I can type in the name of it. I bet I could do it before Mick starts singing. You don't blame him? Put me to the test? Tell us what you think. 855-915-9636. Are you going to the Rolling Stones? Are you digging the show? I'd dig it more if my music bed was on repeat. Ah. Ah. Okay, so we have no idea what this is. We will find out within seconds. The only thing I do know, I'm going to write it down before I forget. See, because once I put the CD in there, I'm not going to be able to read what show it is. 4th Worth. Where is Fort Worth? Florida? Huh?
I think so.
You think so? She doesn't know. She's German. Do you know where Frankfurt is? I say that funny. Fort Worth. Huh? Oh, say that. Can you please say that on the air?
Frankfurt.
See? She's the real deal. She actually likes Keith's voice better than Mick. Marie said the same thing. It's got to be a girl thing. But I do love Keith. Before They Make Me Run, probably one of my top 10 favorite Rolling Stones songs. So I'm not saying he's bad. Better than Mick for singing. 6:24:72. Oh yes, and I'll tell you what I have played so far. Not a lot, because the first song took up 15 minutes. And that was You Can't Always Get What You Want, but you got it anyway. After that, we had Mick introduce Keith with Happy. But for some reason, he was live at Madison Square Garden in 2003. You got the Silver from Let It Bleed. Before They Make Me Run from Some Girls. Hand of Fate from Black and Blue. And here's Fort Worth Express. 6:24:72. How do we find out? Let's see. Well, what was in there anyways? Oh, I had another one in there. Okay, I'll have to do that one later. Should we try and guess? It's like, what, 500 Rolling Stones songs? Recorded anyways. That's number 15. We'll do number 1 on each of them. He gave me like a half dozen of them. How long is number 1? 3:30. Gotta be a rocker. You guys are like, you can't wait with anticipation. I can tell, right? I see ya. Janice. Babs, I see ya. All right, here we go. Is everybody ready? Drum roll, please. I'm speaking too soon. Oh, here's CD1. It's not, my profile is not on this board. All right, here we go.
Yeah, go save, she found the cotton field, sold and the mountain. Get the ovens off.
Not the greatest recording, eh? Whoa. What'd he say, Elka?
It's bootleg recording, so that's normal.
Yeah, they could have done that better, though.
Yeah?
Huh? You think it is what it is? She's just noticing I might. Let me see. I'll get her out of her shell. You watch. She's playing with my wallet chain. Hey, you. Watch out back there. Hey. Elka, button your shirt. What are you doing?
I don't have any buttons.
Are you wearing any pants? Oh, my God. Yeah. Ooh. Oh, yeah. By the way, it took maybe two notes. I know it was brown sugar. Right, Elka? Right? Am I right or am I right? Well, you can't read minds. I did know it, though. All right. So I'm going to have to write that one in there. In the meantime, let's hear one that we know doesn't sound all garbled. I do appreciate these bootlegs, though. I mean, who knows if anyone else has this recorded anywhere. So thank you very much, Bootleg Dan. I'd like to... Maybe I'll just have to listen to them and write down the songs to get the set list. What would we like to hear next? I'll look for our requests in a second. I don't know if anyone's requested yet. But go on my Facebook page, A Crash Course for the Ravers. Request your favorite Rolling Stones song. We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford. If you'd like to talk to me or try and talk to Elka, 855-915-9636 is the number. Let's see, what other really cool song can we play? Oh, here's one you never hear. The Spider and the Fly. That's right, I said spider without an R. Uh-oh, do I need to restart that? What am I doing? Oh, it's this one. Now where'd the song go I wanted to play? Maybe I'll play Turd on the Run just because I mentioned it, huh? Turd on the Run! From Exile on Main Street. Jesus. Start that over again. Thank you. Here you go. Guess what band this is? that turd go? Go get it! Grab that turd, it's on the run!